Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So we talked about last week about we took the time to go over to 1 Corinthians and how that even among prophets, it must be judged. Right? Every sermon ought to be judged. That's one reason you ought to have your Bible out there. Right? One reason you ought to read your chapter every day too. Because over a period of time, you're going to be familiar with the body of the Word. If you do that every day. And then somebody starts getting off, some preacher starts going down a path that's not right, you'll recognize. You'll say, whoa, I can't be right because this scripture says this. Right? And, you know, every prophecy, every prayer you hear somebody pray, every book, just because somebody writes a book and they have initials on into their name, doesn't mean they know a thing. It may be a beautiful hardcover with, you know, all kind of accolades and recommendations in the front, and they may have six letters at the end of their name, and it may just be complete junk. Did you hear me? Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's true. Well, they're on TV. Doesn't make it true either. They've been in the ministry for 40 years. They can miss it, right? Thank God for the Word. Thank God you have the Spirit inside you too. And so everything should line up for you to accept it. It should line up with the Word, and you should also have a witness in your own spirit about it, right? In order for you to accept it and act on it and live by it, it must meet those criteria. Well, in Genesis 1, 2, we see the Spirit of God moving on the face of the waters, and the Spirit of God still moves today. Now, in talking about this, I want us to begin to talk about particulars, why the Spirit of God moves or does not, why He moves more in some places than others. Are you interested in this? Do we have a part in this?
Yes.
Oh, we do. Such a part. There are some places the Spirit of God moves much more in much wider areas than in others. And some people have just thought, well, the Spirit of God, when He gets ready to move, He'll move. As though we had nothing to do with it. But as you study the Scriptures, you'll see we have a lot to do with it. We can yield to the Spirit of God. We can cooperate with Him. Or the Bible talks about people who resisted the Holy Ghost. And He cautions us not to quench the Spirit. Doesn't He? Resisting the Holy Ghost. You'll find that phrase more than one place. And then quenching the Spirit. Well, it must be possible. He wouldn't caution us not to do it. Can you shut down on what the Spirit of God wants to do in your own personal life, in a church? Can we fail to cooperate with Him? Yeah, we can. And like I said, on this particular subject, people oftentimes get in the ditch on one side or the other. Either absolutely no moving of the Spirit, dry, just letter of the Word or legalism. And then people who not only does the Spirit of God move, but all kind of other spirits move too. You just got all kinds of stuff going on. And I know from whence I'm speaking. I've been in the middle of some of it. And in the early days of my ministry, we used to do Holy Ghost meetings. And we would work all week. I'd speak sometimes 20 times a week. And like we didn't have nothing else to do, we'd hang a flight to L.A. And with the time change, you could get there in time to do a service. And we'd rent, you know, we rented part of the L.A. Convention Center one time, different places. And we had some meetings, man. I mean, one time our luggage didn't get there. And I was the only one who had a suit on because I'd been preaching that day. So I got nominated to speak. But we had some meetings, brother. And I mean, God moved. And we had some outstanding things happen. Miracles. But as we had different ones of these meetings, there were a few of them that got off too. And this is the one thing that makes some ministers kind of draw back from this, because the Spirit of God gets to moving and there begins to be liberty, then a number of people who think that's their opportunity. And you got a lot of what I call mic grabbers. Anybody know what a mic grabber is? Somebody that come grab the mic. I got something and I got to give it out and I got to do it. And there were more than one time we lost the service. Somebody had something that they just felt like, you know, they're the prophet for the hour and, you know, real adamant and pushy. Did you hear that? Pushy. That's one way you can tell a wrong spirit. Don't say that real slow. That's one way you can tell somebody that's not really operating by the Spirit of God. They're pushy. And us being so young and immature, we just want God to move. Whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do. And that's a good attitude and it's a good heart, but we need to have some understanding. And we need to have some leadership, or else why things get off. And so more than once, somebody grabbed the mic and took the service a wrong direction. And you could tell it just went, just like the anointing just went to nothing. And they yelled and berated people or prophesied doom and gloom and all kind of stuff. And we weren't strong enough and didn't know enough to, you know, in love, stop them. Because after all, it wasn't their meeting. There's a whole lot of people who don't have a ministry of their own and they want to use somebody else's. Are you with me now? They don't want to submit to anybody and they've not been able to develop their own because of their attitude and their rebellion and their unteachableness. And so they want to, without doing the work themselves, they want to come in and ride on somebody else's name. Right. And use somebody else's resources and abilities. Amen. You see it all the time. And strong leaders won't let them do that. But at the same time, a leader should not be so intense that they quench and quench everything. Did you hear what I'm saying? So can you see there's got to be some leading and there's got to be some openness, but there's got to be some strength and direction too. And that's why so many churches don't get it right. They're either one ditch or the other. Well, I don't want to be in either ditch. How about you? I would like the Lord to be pleased with this church. Right? I'd like the Holy Spirit to find us easy to work with and comfortable. But that the devil would not be able to move either. And just human flesh and pride would not be able to move either. How many understand some spirits need to be quenched?
Yes.
Not for God. You're quenching the spirit. You're quenching the spirit. Yeah, yours.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit does not need to be quenched. But any wrong spirit, or just flesh, should not be allowed to just take over. Some of the churches I've been to where we had the most freedom to move in the Spirit and the manifestations of the Spirit, also you had some of the goofiest stuff happen there too, because they're just open. Whatever. Well, that openness that works with the Holy Ghost also makes them vulnerable to wrong stuff. How can you discern between what's right and what's wrong? Got to come right back. Right back to the Word. The Spirit is not first. The Word is first. You don't even know what is the Holy Spirit if you don't know the Word. Right? The Word is always first. Always. Always. Well, the Lord's been laying some Word foundation in us for 3 years now. But I don't believe we're supposed to be just a Word church. We're supposed to be a church of the Spirit also. Right? Not just during service time, but all the time. When we're at home, when we're on the job, driving in our car, not any goofy stuff or flesh stuff. We want the real.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The real.
Yeah.
Said out loud, Lord, we're hungry.
Lord, we're hungry.
We desire
the real move
of the true Holy Spirit.
Teach us.
Help us.
Guide us.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Let's begin then. What can we do? What is our part? Number one thing we'll begin talking about here is environment. Environment. The environment is the conditions one is immersed in. One is surrounded by. We are an environment, we talked about this last week, of the atmosphere. We talked about how that we are in an ocean of atmosphere. Move your hand through the air here. This is not nothing. This is 14.7 pounds per square inch on your skin and on everything in here of something. Right? People talk about that. Well, there's nothing. There's just, you know, thin air as though it's nothing. No, this is something.
Amen.
This is our environment. This is what we live in. Take a breath. That's not nothing that went into your lungs. It's something. And the Scripture says that those that are born of the Spirit are like the wind. Right? You feel the wind. You see the effects of the wind. You don't know where the wind came from. Somebody said, oh yeah, I did. It was a south wind. Well, when it hit your face, it was from coming from south. But where did it come from before there? You don't know. And it was heading north. Well, no, maybe the second it left your nose, you thought it was going north. But you don't know what happened after that. So you don't know where that came from. What is wind? It's atmosphere in motion. Well, the Spirit of God's like that. He's like the wind. He's like the atmosphere in motion.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me